This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we sadly, you know, saw the pullout and the end of the Afghanistan war not really bring any closure and, in fact, open up a whole new sense of insecurity. And, you know, sadly now, I wouldn't be surprised if we're either still in the war or we enter into a new war. And I'm not here to debate how chaotic and how poorly planned the pullout was, but I am here to kind of update you guys on some of the latest. And we're being told that more than two dozen students from Sacramento are still stuck in Afghanistan. This is according to the San Juan Unified School District, not to mention, I believe, what, 100, 200, 250 Americans still left in Afghanistan. So according to Raj Rai, Director of Communication for the school district, the San Juan Unified School District, we could confirm that we currently have 29 students from 19 families in Afghanistan. Now, he spoke on behalf of Superintendent Kent Kern and said, we stand ready to support these students and families and whatever they can. So earlier yesterday, the total number of students from San Juan Unified School District still in Afghanistan was thought to be 32, but the district had learned that three students were able to get out of there. Now, the Sacramento area has one of the largest populations of Afghan immigrants in the United States. And so these students might have been there to visit family. I don't really know for sure if we have any clarification on what they were doing or if they were doing some, you know, missions, some community service work. So the last flight out of Kabul took off a minute before midnight on Monday local time. And so the U.S. had promised to pull out by the 31st. They pulled out, you know, the 31st. But sadly, we still have Americans there. And we have people who helped America. I think one of them saved Biden when his helicopter, I guess, crashed and they got stranded. And somebody who helped save Biden's life is still stuck there. So the U.S. did airlift about 120,000 people out of Afghanistan, including roughly 5,500 Americans. And Joe Biden had said that there were still, you know, Americans that did want to leave. Some of them were dual citizens that were still there. Remember last week they were starting to discuss how if there were Americans, it was by choice if they wanted to stay. I'm telling you right now, I'm sure these students from Sacramento, you know, want to get back. According to NBC News, though, we aren't sure if they are U.S. citizens. And again, I don't think we have a lot of understanding as to what they're doing there. So, but again, summertime, so they might have been back with their family. A spokesperson for the State Department said they could not comment on specific cases, but officials were continuing to assist U.S. citizens and their families in Afghanistan. The department was also continuing efforts to help lawful permanent residents, as well as many Afghans who stood with us over the years and are seeking to leave Afghanistan. So America is still acting like they are in full support. And in fact, we're being told that some of the, you know, people in the Biden administration are not looking upon as the Taliban as our enemy, that they want to work with them. Well, the Taliban, I don't believe, really likes America. We're being told that now they have about 48 aircraft, including U.S.-supplied Blackhawks, A-29 attack planes, and they have, I believe, a $14 million Hercules transport jet. These Blackhawks, I believe, are about $6 million a pop. They've posted pictures. They've posted pictures of them being in the aircraft, not sure if they know how to fly them. And they say this is more aircraft than a third of NATO member states, including Albania, Bosnia, Estonia, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Montenegro, North Macedonia, and Slovenia have. So when the Taliban seized the Air Force, they, you know, got, you know, a bunch of stuff from America, a bunch of good stuff. So obviously, there's been a lot of back and forth. Republicans are pretty, pretty mad. But what really put the icing on the cake in the last, I believe, 24 hours is there was a release of a call with Ashraf Ghani between Biden and the Afghan leader. And apparently during this July 23rd phone call, Biden had asked the Afghan leader to, quote, change the perception and try to show the world that they were beating the Taliban, quote, whether it is true or not. Now, something like this getting released is obviously crushing because 13 soldiers died, 170 people died in the suicide blasts, the suicide bombs that ISIS-K took responsibility for. Still not sure why the Taliban let ISIS-K out of jail if ISIS-K are enemies of the Taliban, so I'm not sure. But a phone call transcript obtained by Reuters shows that Biden said the U.S. would provide aid if Ghani could project to the world that he had a plan for fighting the Taliban while the Afghan army was being overrun. So some are saying that the call shows that Biden knew the situation was dire. And he knew that the Taliban was going to outrun Afghanistan. And listen, I could see both sides. I could understand how the U.S. government was like, there's never going to be a good time. You know, it's like, you know, when you and, you know, hubby are planning to have a baby, you're like, well, it's never going to be a good time. We're never going to have enough money. We're, you know, we're just going to do it. I understand that some people say, look, all right, you know, they're to wait and to kick the can down the road, not going to happen. We're going to have to come up with the time. But when you come up with that time, and you don't underestimate the enemy, and you make sure you plan for worst case scenario, get everybody who needs to get out of there out, warn them, let them know, get them out, get out your equipment, and then say, all right, here's our deadline. Even though I'm sure the Taliban, and maybe that's it, maybe America was scared of the Taliban. We're not scared of anybody, we're America. But maybe the Biden administration was afraid. And they thought that it would rock the boat. So, unfortunately, this just kind of made the situation a lot more worse. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for years, when the media would be bashing Big Pharma, I kind of held back because I liked having cancer drugs. I liked having statin medication to help prevent heart disease. I liked having vaccines. And for years, especially the last decade or two, it has been anti-Big Pharma. Big Pharma this, Big Pharma that. When the opioid crisis happened, where people were overdosing on heroin and fentanyl, it was good. Again, people were going after the pharmaceutical companies. In fact, Purdue, I believe a judge is preparing to rule on the Purdue OxyContin bankruptcy, opioid settlement, and I guess they've been sued. Johnson & Johnson's been sued. All these pharmaceutical companies have been sued. And it just made headline after headline after headline. And people kept calling them big pharma. They're these big, mean pharmaceutical companies that want to screw you. And I'm like, guys, the cancer drugs, we need the cancer drugs. We need pharmaceutical companies. You never know when you're going to need a pharmaceutical company. And it has just been, oh, you know, just ridicule and this mob mentality against big pharma. Well, then COVID happens, and then we develop a vaccine. And the vaccines that kind of make it to the front of the line are from Pfizer. I'm a fan of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. These are major pharmaceutical companies. Now, people ask, Dr. Dahlia, why did you trust the vaccine? I've liked Pfizer and Pfizer drugs. I've liked AstraZeneca drugs. Pfizer with the Z-Pak and the Viagra and the Lipitor and the Norvasc, Lotrel, AstraZeneca with their Crestor and Symbicort. I've been working with pharmaceutical companies. Oh, you're just in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. No, I'm not. It's just they've helped my patients. So I've used pharmaceuticals throughout my practice. I've trusted them. But all of a sudden, COVID comes. We get the COVID vaccine. And now people who are still of that mindset of I'm not trusting big pharma, I'm not trusting big pharma, now all of a sudden are the bad guys. And you know what's interesting? I'm looking at some of these headlines. There's one headline here that says the COVID-19, this is an opinion, an op-ed in the New York Times being written in December. The COVID-19 vaccine doesn't mean big pharma is your savior. But so you want the vaccine, but you still want people to hate big pharma. It doesn't work. That you, people can't think and switch sides that quickly. Another headline: Big Pharma's COVID-19 reputation boost may not last. So is the media saying that big pharma will just temporarily get a reprieve from all the criticism for the vaccine, and then after everybody gets their vaccine, we could suck it to them again? No. It doesn't work that way. Now, the pharmaceutical companies are doing okay. They're making a lot of money. They made a lot of money with this. Why do you think they asked for the government to pay up front? Trump had to pay all these companies money up front because there is no way they were going to trust that they were going to go through all the R&D and then people not use their vaccines. So Trump had to purchase vaccines from all these companies to make sure whoever made it to the finish line, we would have vaccines. And I like the idea of hedging. You need to. But, you know, we have this hesitancy because something came from big pharma. And all of a sudden the media, with the exception of some people that still want to dig at big pharma because they don't want to look like they're backpedaling, they don't want to look hypocritical, now everybody's going after you if you're still hesitant on big pharma. You got to pick one, people. And I'm telling you right now, after this whole pandemic, God willing, this ends, you better not go after the pharmaceutical companies again. Because every time you hit against big pharma and you hit against these pharmaceutical companies and you viciously attack them, your public perception is, oh, they're bad. I mean, you know, when I see these pharmaceutical companies get nailed for people who did heroin, maybe I understand how some of the marketing, if they have that evidence, could have been unscrupulous. But all these people that overdosed on heroin, was it really the pharmaceutical company's fault? It's always the pharmaceutical company's fault. We don't trust pharmaceutical companies. Well, if then you don't trust pharmaceutical companies, then why are you mad when people are not trusting the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to the vaccine? Now, I've always trusted Pfizer. I've always trusted AstraZeneca. I've always trusted these companies. So I got the vaccine, and I've supported the vaccine. But you guys in the media, or you, you know, government or the legal system, because boy, are they still going after pharmaceutical companies for the opioid crisis. If you guys want one narrative, pick it and pick it now. Either you are against pharmaceutical companies, you can't trust them, they're evil, they market to make money, or they produce products that save lives. Pick one. You gotta poop or get off the pot on this one. But we have all this vaccine hesitancy right now, and it's your fault. You made pharmaceutical companies look evil. You made them look like entities that can't be trusted. Now, what if that is true? If a pharmaceutical company does put money first, if a pharmaceutical company did do unscrupulous marketing, if a pharmaceutical company said that their drug wasn't dangerous, then are we going to go with that? And then why would people trust something from a pharmaceutical company? See, when you lack trust, you don't lack trust on one action versus another action. If somebody or something is distrustful, then you can't trust them with anything. If somebody lied to you about cheating on you, let's say, they probably lied to you about other things. That's what distrust does. So America needs to make a decision. Are they going to continue the distrustful narrative that pharmaceutical companies can't be trusted and they're bad? Or are they going to go with, you know what? We were wrong. Because you have millions of people that don't want the vaccine. And people are accusing them of, I don't know, thinking there's nanoparticles, or they're accusing them of being, you know, one political side or not. No, I can't tell you how many liberals don't trust Big Pharma. All these New York Times is even saying, don't let Big Pharma be your savior just because they help with the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, what the hell do you want, people? Pick a side. You either trust Big Pharma or you don't. If you don't trust them, then don't get mad when people don't trust them. You know, the millennials and the Gen Zs have been bombarded for most of their young adulthood and childhood that Big Pharma's bad. We just had, I think, 134 students from Virginia Tech kicked out because they didn't get the vaccine. And I'll bet that many of them are like, but I thought we don't trust pharmaceutical companies. When do we trust them and when don't we? So I'm telling you as a doctor, I trust them. And you might get mad because after COVID, the narrative is going to be Big Pharma's bad. We need to sue Big Pharma. These companies need to be sued for this. Johnson & Johnson is always being sued. Yet here's Johnson & Johnson providing a vaccine. Now, not a lot of people like it, but you gotta pick one. I'm just very, very frustrated. I don't know what the answer is. So right now, a judge is preparing to rule on the Purdue Pharma's opioid settlement. A U.S. bankruptcy judge is going to rule on a plan for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle lawsuits brought by governments and others over its role in the opioid crisis. Now, you and I could debate how much of a role they played. But the one thing we can't debate is how people are just wringing their hands and licking their chops and can't wait to see a pharmaceutical company get nailed. So lay off your criticism of those who are vaccine hesitant if you were any one of these people who were anti-pharmaceutical companies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are demanding answers about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We must find out exactly how many Americans President Biden left behind. We must find out how much military equipment President Biden left to the Taliban.
During a House hearing on the defense budget, Alabama Republican Mike Rogers calling the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. troops disastrous. He accused President Biden of overseeing a huge blunder. Mississippi's governor says Hurricane Ida brought significant damage throughout the state.
It's less in terms of severity on any one specific point, much more about the size and the scope of the storm.
Currently, Republican Governor Tate Reeves says around 37,000 households are without power statewide, which he says is down from 136,000 at the peak of the storm. USA Radio News. Missouri is launching a lawsuit against school districts that are enforcing mask mandates on their students. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says the lawsuit isn't seeking to stop kids from wearing masks in schools if it's a parent's choice.
If you're a parent and you want to send your kid to school with a mask on, this wouldn't prohibit that. It's just saying that the government forcing the masking of five-year-olds all day long shouldn't be something that we encourage. In fact, it should be something to stop because it's not based on science.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing data that shows an average of 330 children were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 every day last week. A new Texas abortion law that bars the procedure after approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect today, after the Supreme Court didn't act on an emergency request by clinics and abortion rights advocates to block it. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we don't have a lot of data on how many abortions are being done a year. I remember when I was in high school, it was about, like, there was like 1.3 million. Now, we're talking, that was like, you know, in the 80s and 90s. By, I believe, 2018, it was down to 619,591. And that's reported abortions to the CDC by 2018, coming from 49 reporting areas. And so about 600,000 abortions, and again, that's if it's being reported. I don't believe all are reported. They're supposed to be, but I don't believe all are reported. Still, to me, that's a lot. And so when people ask, why is abortion in the news? Why is it, you know, coming up in terms of laws? And why did Texas legislature pass this, you know, this quote-unquote abortion ban? Why is it? Because, I mean, this isn't just, you know, rape and incest. And these are unwanted pregnancies and a termination of the pregnancy. And it's in the hundreds of thousands a year. And so this fetal heartbeat ban that I guess goes into effect today is a bill that was passed earlier this year by Texas lawmakers. It's called the SB8. And according to Kara News, it's one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, because it prohibits Texans from getting an abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Now, we could pretty much detect a heartbeat by the 6-week mark. And so many places would allow abortions, first trimester, even second trimester. This basically would then limit many of the later first trimester abortions. So, and the reason being is if there's a fetal heartbeat, it's a life. And so people debate on whether an unborn fetus is a life or not. And in the legal world, it's mixed, because pregnant women have a lot of rights, have a lot of protections because they have a fetus. They're taking care of another life. Yet, in other respect, no, it's not a life, and abortion is allowed. So there's a lot of, I guess, hypocrisy and inconsistency in laws. And so, you know, again, you got to pick one, people. You know, is the baby alive or is the baby not? Now, as a doctor, for me, putting my religion aside, when you see the heartbeat, when you hear the heartbeat, when you see the, it's just, it's so hard for me to not think of it as a life. It's so, for me, I've never performed an abortion, and I never will. I don't believe I was even trained to. So if I did want to save a person's life, I would have to call emergency responders. I would have to call somebody who was trained in it. I'm not trained. I'm a family doctor. But we just didn't get the training in that. And most of the people in my class didn't want it. I remember it was offered once. There was like a one-day seminar if we wanted to, you know, start learning. And the majority of us didn't, because we knew we weren't going to perform them. I'm not saying there are times when you have to save the mother, but it's rare. It's not 600,000 times a year. So, from what I understand, SB8 does allow there to be there to be the flexibility if it was in a case of rape and incest. I'd really like to know how many incest baby cases there are. We keep saying that. Rape, I can understand, there's probably a lot. But in terms of, you know, incest, I'd like to know. But how often is that an issue? My guess is probably more than we think, but I don't think it's 600,000 worth. And so my issue with this whole abortion issue is we put so much emphasis, so much time, so much money on letting women abort their fetus, that why don't we have this same passion on prevention of the unwanted pregnancy? You know, we've been talking about defunding the police. Why? Why are we defunding the police if we have so many women attacked getting pregnant and needing abortions? Don't we need police to protect them? Don't we need more, don't we need more resources? Don't we need better access to birth control? Better access to condoms? Better access to education? So, you know, as a physician, I would, you know, take care of teens, kids, adults as a family doc. And so when teens would come in, and they would ask for birth control, and I would, you know, we do a pregnancy test, we, you know, make sure they aren't at risk for blood clots, and as I'm writing them their birth control, I go, now, you know, I understand you're having sex now, right? That's why you want birth control. Okay. What's your plan if you get pregnant? And we're giving you birth control, but if you use it wrong or something, you know, there's still a chance of pregnancy. What's your plan? Oh, I'll just get an abortion. I can't tell you how many of them said, oh, I'll just get an abortion. I would bring up the conversation so we could talk about things they could do. One is use condoms, even though you're, you know, maybe use condoms. You know, maybe be a little bit more selective in who you're sleeping with, just in case you do get pregnant. Maybe this is somebody you want to have a baby with. Maybe you also want to, you know, pick a birth control that you can be consistent with. A lot of us forget our pills. I did. I'd forget my pills. But the plan, people's plan, their go-to was all abort. That, you know, if you're going to have sex and you're going to be, you know, a big girl now or a big boy now, you have to think about... I talk to my kids. I talk to my boys about that. I go, okay, now if you guys are having sex, you know, what's the plan if you guys get pregnant? You have to you know, if you're going to be doing grown-up things, you need to think like a grown-up. And so, sadly, many people's go-to is the abortions. And abortion advocates are, well, we need those services so people can get the abortion if they want to. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of debate back and forth on that. But I would really like to see some of the millions of dollars, you know, and all this energy go to trying to prevent the pregnancy to begin with. You know, women that have had abortions, and I've spoken to many of them, it wasn't an easy decision, and many of them live with it, and it haunts them. Some of them don't. Some of them are, you know what, I'm fine. It was in my past. As long as I don't talk about it or think about it, I'm good. Well, that might not have meant they've completely come to terms with it. But, you know, these decisions that many make, and they don't feel like they have enough time to make a decision because of certain abortion laws. And, you know, many of these decisions are made very rapidly. And we don't, in the media, talk to people who aborted and what did it do to them? How did they feel? And trust me, we hear people regret. But it just won't go out there. So I would like to see I'd like to see no abortions, to be honest. I hate the idea that any of these babies have to lose a life. But I understand sometimes, you know, moms need their life saved, and I understand that there are, you know, certain circumstances out there. But it just, 600,000 a year of the ones reported, gosh, that's a lot. That means, you know, 600,000 times, right? But, you know, missteps happened with either birth control or attacks or incest. I'd really like to know how many of those are incest cases. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Texas abortion law. Apparently, the Supreme Court has not, decided to rule against it or take up the case. But, you know, it's one of those things where we spend a lot of taxpaying dollars. I think a lot of people are feeling like that's their only choice. They don't realize, you know, we can put a baby up for adoption, or I can keep the child. I you know, we tell kids, you're too young. You're not going to be a good parent. You're going to not. What if, you know, I spoke to somebody who said, I could have taken care of the baby. I could have been a good mom. I don't know why I gave it up. So I think there should be one thing that I would recommend is, one is increase access to birth control. Two is to make sure that there are resources for people, and make sure there's counseling. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as a physician, as a mom, as an American, I want people happy. I want people feeling strong. I want people to get out of this pandemic. I want us to move on. I want us to get our energy back. And, you know, I could be happy. I could be all excited. It's National Blood Donation Week. I could be, you know, as cheerful as I could be. But I see what's going around. I see how people are. I see how scared people are. And I see how frustrated people are. And I guess a poll that has some very interesting numbers says 6 in 10 believe the U.S. has, quote, seriously gone off on the wrong track.
Now, that's kind of a large number. We don't want, and we definitely don't want other countries seeing that, where the majority of Americans think our country is starting to go downhill. And this was a poll being reported by The Hill, according to Political Morning Consult poll, and 61% of respondents felt the country was on the wrong track. 39% said the country was going in the right direction. The survey also found a low approval rating for Biden at 47%. 49% said they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. And that's going to always go back and forth. When it came to Biden's policy on Afghanistan, 61% of respondents said they either somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove. I don't want to talk about Afghanistan on this, but what I do want to talk about is this idea that people don't like where the country is going. Now, you know, the one thing that I remember, I talk to a lot of conservatives and a lot of liberals because I have friends on both sides of the aisle. And whenever we start to talk about how people are feeling, and, you know, how's your business doing? How's work? You know, what do you think things are going to be like in the next few years? I notice that whether you're liberal or conservative, many people are right now kind of on edge and they're kind of nervous. But then in the conversation, they'll stop and they'll almost like rethink what their political line is. And then they'll immediately go here and they'll say, but yeah, that's why I think Biden's doing a good job. Or that's why we need Trump. And you're like, okay, now wait a second. Let's just not talk about politics for a second here. Forget your Democrat, forget your Republican. Where do you think we're going to go in terms of business? Where do you think we're going to go in terms of automation? Where do you think we're going to go with the labor shortage? Where do you think we're going to go with COVID? And rather than just talking apolitically, people feel like they have to still show their allegiance to one side. And I'm not even asking anybody about that. I think we've gotten really ingrained that we have to be political with everything we say. Same thing with vaccines and masks and all that. I'm kind of odd in that I will support public health, you know, measures in terms of, all right, guys, let's, you know, get vaccinated. You know, let's, you know, maybe use a barrier. But I'll also tell you that I don't really think these things are working. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I mean, if the government wants us to wear them, we got to pick our fights, and this will stop a sneeze. But once that study showed that 90% of what we breathe comes out of this thing, I can't tell you for sure that you're not going to get, you know, what's in my lungs. So, you know, when you're a political mutt like me, you don't really have a place on this, in conversation and the narrative. You have to either be one side or the other. But when you have 6 out of 10 who think the country's going in the wrong direction, I think we need to take off our pin and our D pin and just go, okay, let's just talk. What are you guys worried about? Now, I don't want to depress anybody, but this is what obviously has been kind of pervading. Right? People are worried that we have a country where crime is going up. We have a country where we're very, very divided. People feel our country is racist, or if it's not racist, people are going to be accused of being racist. People feel that they aren't being heard. People feel they can't speak, that they're being hushed, that they if they do speak their mind or support somebody, that they will get ostracized and lose their job. People feel like they can't work. They want to work, but there's entities blocking that, either from COVID or from an employer and the job market. Business owners feel like they're not going to continue to thrive because there's all these rules and things in play now that will prevent them from finding staff. It just doesn't look that positive. And then when you go, but look, you know, at least we feel safe. You know, we're not going to have any terrorist attacks. We haven't had any terrorist attacks in the last few years. So far, so good. Now people think that there's going to be this big brew, this big mess. You know, North Korea is starting to step things up. People don't trust China. What happened with the COVID virus? So, you know, there's this unsettled feeling. So what does America need? what does America need to feel positive, to feel strong? Well, one is they need to unify. And if there is racism, that stuff needs to stop. There always is racism, sadly. That stuff needs to stop. But also, we need to stop accusing people of being racist who aren't. We need to quit the divide. If there are people that want to unify, let them unify. And don't keep holding them back saying, yeah, but you're racist. We need to unify. We want to be together. We want to show that we aren't racist. We want to be a unified. We want everybody feeling like they count and their opinions count. And then in order to do that, you better not be turning people away from medical care and restaurants if they're unvaccinated, because you have many people that feel that's racist. So we need to practice what we preach. We got to stop discriminating. We got to stop segregating, because we've brought that all back. If you asked me, well, where do I think we're going from a discrimination standpoint, I think we went back decades kicking people out of restaurants saying, sorry, you can't come in. I don't care about your distrust or your cultural beliefs when it comes to vaccines. You know, we in America, this is what we do. Well, I mean, sadly, you're then discriminated against many races and many people that might not be white if they are vaccine hesitant. So I think we need to stop that, and we need to reverse a lot of the segregation and discrimination we're doing. I think we also need to show America that we are strengthening our borders, that we are strengthening America as a military. We looked like, whether we understand the politics or not, or understand the military operation, it looks like we fled Afghanistan, dumped equipment, dumped Americans, left, dumped people who helped us because we were scared of the Taliban. We need to reverse that. I don't want anybody in the world thinking we're afraid of the Taliban. We're America, for crying out loud. We also need to, you know, show that we have some honesty. I when it comes to the vaccine, when it comes to masks, if some people are questioning, you know, how effective the vaccine is, let them question it. Answer their question. But instead, it's, oh, you're bad. Don't ask us any bad questions about the vaccine. The vaccine's efficacy, apparently we're learning that Moderna might be stronger with the Delta variant than Pfizer. Let us talk about it. Don't make people fearful talking about that. I also said earlier, we need to pick a side. You're either anti-pharma and anti-big pharma, or you're pro-big pharma. But you can't beat people and beat pharmaceutical companies and expect the country to embrace them when it comes time to the vaccine. So I think what America needs to do is, one, quit being hypocritical. Right? You know, two, unify. Three, strengthen. Look like we are, you know, not going to run from our enemies. And, you know, we're going to, you know, you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And I think we need to listen. Let's put Democrat, Republican aside. Let's just listen to people. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extend.